Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Gervais. For those who are new to my work in finding mastery, by trade and training, I am a sport and performance psychologist. For the whole of my adult life, I have been fascinated with the psychology of excellence, the psychology of being you, being your best, especially within high-stress, high-pressured, fast-paced environments. How do world's best excel in those environments? What are the mental skills and practices they use to do the extraordinary? And how can you apply these skills and practices to your own life? As a psychologist, I've been fortunate to work with some of the best performers in the world across business, sport, science, and the arts. I want to share with you a morning mindset routine that has been important not only for them, but for me as well. This simple routine helps you purposefully activate both your mind and specific networks in your brain in ways that will help you be your very best, even before you get out of bed. I'd like to frame this training with a concept called front loading. When we train for something, anything, we front load the necessary skills required to be able to perform at a high level. In sport, it's a well-understood principle that you front load your physical, technical, and mental training to prepare for competition. This morning mindset training that I'm going to share with you is a way to front load specific mental skills to help you be your best today. In our fast-paced life, it is essential to develop the psychological skills that will help you live in the present moment more often. To be able to eloquently adjust to the demands in your environment, to be agile with grace and speed in any, perhaps all, activities in your life. This morning mindset routine is a way of front-loading so that you can quite simply be just a bit closer today to your very best, however that might uniquely look and feel to you. Okay, are you ready? All right, let's get into this. Step one, one breath. The first step is to take one purposeful breath. Before you even get out of bed, before you check your phone, emails, and social media, take a moment to send a signal to your brain that this moment is pretty good. Literally, give yourself the chance of waking up your mind before you check into the noise of the world. How does this work? Your brain responds in a predictable way to long exhales. When you have the luxury of a long exhale, you send a signal to your brain that we're okay, we're safe. We have the luxury of taking a long exhale. It's quite remarkable, actually, that a long exhale tells your brain all is good in the world. Now, the way you take one breath is important. So what we want to do is breathe in and out through your nose, letting the exhale be about double the rate of the inhale. So what does that mean? That means if you breathe in for 4 seconds, you would want your exhale to be about 8 seconds. If your inhale is a bit longer, like 5 or 6 seconds, your exhale would be 10 or 12 seconds. A second note on effective breathing is to fill your entire lung. To do that, you'll want to start at the bottom of your lung and move upward from there. Relax your diaphragm, creating space for the lower part of your lungs to expand. Then breathe in, filling your entire lung all the way to the top. What you want to do is to relax your entire diaphragm in 360 degrees to provide space for your lower lungs to expand first. When you breathe in, all the way in, you'll notice at the top of your breath, there will be quite a bit of tension in your body. Just notice that tension, and then enjoy the slow, long exhale as you release. That's it. Just let it go. Again, this is sending a signal to your brain that you're good. You're all right. It's okay right now to be here where you are. So that's step one, one breath. And I highly recommend you string together a handful of these breaths, but to get started, commit to just one. Step two, one thought of gratitude. When we have thoughts and experiences of gratitude, we know that from a research standpoint, gratitude precedes joy and happiness. There is a brain circuitry that lights up in a unique way when we experience it. This training is literally to wake up regions of your brain that are related to gratitude. This training is not a checklist experience. You're not running through a list of all the things that you're grateful for and checking the boxes. This is about the experience of being grateful. So start with just one thing and relish in it for just a few moments. For me, gratitude training typically centers around the essentials of my life: the roof over my head, my health, the health of my family, the ability to generate resources for my family and my friends, the love and support of those closest to me. And so the way that you do this work is to really feel what you're grateful for. How do you do that? Well, you quite simply choose one thing you're grateful for and call that image up in your mind. Don't just label it. Allow yourself to really feel it. If it's a person, picture them in your mind. And then pause and sink into the feelings and sensations of being grateful for them. Again, the idea is not to do a check-the-box gratitude list, but to really embody and feel what you're grateful for. And again, if you want to have more than one gratitude thought at this point, that's great. But let's just start with the simple commitment to experience one thing you're grateful for. Step 3, create one intention. An intention represents a commitment to carrying out an action in the future. So this is not about setting your goals for the day. It's using your imagination to see yourself being your very best later in the day. For a concrete example, if you have an important meeting, what is your intention for how you want to be during that meeting? What does it feel like? How do you enter the room? What does it feel like to be in your body? How are you holding yourself? This is not more complicated than picking a word that captures how you want to be. Call that your intention. And then see and feel yourself being that. An intention could be being grounded or calm or playful or curious. The list goes on. Pick one that matters to you. Let's say you want to be grounded. Simply see and feel yourself being grounded throughout a few of the activities that you're likely to experience later in the day. For me, being grounded feels strong, stable, agile, both physically and mentally. There's a gravitas to the way that I feel. What I do is I feel myself being that way as I'm walking into a meeting or a presentation or a conversation with somebody. This is about using the power of your imagination to picture yourself moving through those scenarios with a sense of groundedness, a gravitas, and a weight. Your intention for the day can be different each day, or you could string together many days with the same intention. It's totally up to you. Step 4, be present. At this point, you're still in bed. So now get out of bed and just take a moment to be present. Take a moment to just be where your body is. This might sound unusual, but the way that being present is experienced is when your mind and your body are in the same place, focused on the same task. So a way of practicing being present is to just be aware of your body in this moment. When you're present in this way, you're not thinking about the past or your future. You're just taking a moment to line up your mind with your physical presence, taking a moment to connect your mind and your body. Now, why is this materially important? Because the present moment is where high performance is expressed, it is where wisdom is revealed, and it's also where everything that is true and beautiful and amazing is experienced. So this is a simple, quick little practice to notice where your body is, to be connected to this very moment, so that you're training yourself to be present more often. After those 4 steps, you've just activated very specific regions in your brain that are connected to gratitude, joy, and happiness. You've taken a nice long exhale, or lots of them. You have clear intention of how you want to experience activities through your day. And you've practiced being fully present. How about that? You are in control of you. You've deliberately woken up your mind in a very specific way. The next thing to do is to go get after it. Get after the day in the way that is most authentic to you. This morning mindset routine is a simple way to front load and get ahead of the day, to wake up your mind in order to give you the best chance to be fully present for your day. And one last point, try to make this a habit. Make a commitment to yourself that you're going to wake up your mind in this specific way every day. Start tomorrow, and then keep it going. When we do things day by day with patience and consistency and precision, we build the habit that can better our lives, and in return, better the lives of others. If you find this practice helpful, please share it with someone. And if you're interested in going deeper into the psychological practices and skills that the best in the world use to unlock their potential, check out our online high-performance mindset training course at findingmastery.net/course. You can also tune into the Finding Mastery podcast, where we learn from people who are challenging the edges and the reaches of the human experience in business, sport, science, and in life. And with that, I want to encourage you to keep carving your unique path in life.